This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
I was on a road trip by myself a few years ago. Fast forward through most of the trip, nothing notable happened regarding this story. But on the last day, or I guess second to last day, I was on my way back home. My plan was to try to drive through the night, or at least for as long as I could. I had Red Bulls and coffee throughout the day and night for caffeine. I was feeling pretty good, and as it was after midnight, I was not tired yet. I had been on road trips before, so I was pretty experienced with driving and stuff. My car was also very experienced, and I had taken it on several trips before. Unfortunately, it wore down, and as I was driving a little after midnight on the highway, it started to break down. I remember it started sounding real bad, and before I had a chance to pull over at the next exit or anything, it lost power. The car ended up slowing down, and then it broke down and came to a stop on the side of the road. I was frustrated, but then started going through my options. I was on a quiet highway that was surrounded by mostly woods and wild land. I didn't really know where I was aside from the state that I was in.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I took out my phone to look at a map and to possibly call for help. However, I had no signal. That was a tough blow. I tried starting my car again, and it sounded like it almost started, but the engine wouldn't turn over. I had no idea if I was close to any kind of civilization or anything like that, and I was not aware of having ever been on that particular road before. The highway was very quiet by now. It was not a super busy highway. It was not a major highway. And by this hour, there was basically nobody else on the roads. I think I saw one random car passing by in the first 5 minutes I was sitting there on the side of the road. I was trying to think of what I could do. I kept trying to get a signal on my phone, but was having no luck. Finally, I decided to go out of the vehicle and maybe try to walk further down the road to get a signal. Or possibly, I could see a sign of how far the next town was. I opened up my door, and it was eerily quiet. I didn't even hear any car sounds off in the distance. It was very dark, and the woods was just beyond the ditch next to the road. It felt a little spooky being out there. After I left my car, I started walking around a bit, still trying my phone. I realized then that I had to pee, probably from all the caffeine drinks. I decided why not just go in the woods, so I started to walk towards the woods to take a leak. However, I did not want to be visible to any car driving by, and I wanted to make sure that I was out of sight. So I started walking through the woods and went in fairly deep. I found a nice private spot and did my business. Then I started to walk back through the woods towards my car. When I got back out of the woods, I was really surprised at what I saw. There was another car parked on the side of the road behind mine. At my very first glance, I thought that maybe it was a cop, but it was not. The car was a four-door sedan and dark in color, but it was not the same kind of car as police. Like I said, it was pretty dark, so I couldn't tell who was inside of it. I also had no clue when the car got there exactly, other than it was obviously during the 2 minutes that I was in the woods. I hadn't really noticed hearing it drive up, but I had gone a good 40 or 50 feet into the woods probably. So I looked to the car, and nobody was getting out of it. I decided to walk over and let the driver know of my situation. I was nervous and hoped that it was a good Samaritan offering to help. When I walked closer to the car, I noticed that nobody was in the driver's seat. Then I got closer and looked in all the windows. No one was in the car. This was really strange. Where were they? The car had clearly just arrived, and now the driver was nowhere to be seen. It started to really creep me out. I was thinking that maybe the driver went in the woods after me, or maybe the driver was hiding someplace, like in the woods. I figured that my best option was to go back into my car and wait there. Maybe somehow I would get a signal. I decided to go in my car and then try restarting my phone. I went over to my driver's door and got in. As soon as I sat down, I got a glance in my rearview mirror. There was a random man sitting in my back seat. I jumped up just as fast as I sat down. I opened the door and ran out of my car. Then I ran all the way back into the woods and just kept going. I didn't stop until I was out of breath, at least 100 yards deep in the woods. There I stopped in a small clearing and gathered myself. I looked around and determined that I was not followed into the woods. I didn't hear anything at all. I looked around and grabbed a large tree branch to use as a weapon. Then I started walking back to the car. I slowly made my way through the woods, looking in all directions. When I reached the edge of the woods, I sat there on the side of the road by itself. It was completely quiet and dark, just as it had been before. I carefully approached my car and looked inside. The man was gone. No one was there. I went back in my car and tried starting it again. It sounded rough, but this time it actually started, thank God. I drove out of there and at the very next exit, a few miles down the road, found a hotel for the night. I stayed there and got my car repaired in the morning. Thankfully, it was nothing that serious. After that, I went home, but I will never forget that scary experience. To this day, I don't know who that guy was. Why did he go in my car? I had obviously left the door unlocked when I had gone into the woods to pee, but the whole thing was just so creepy. What would have happened had I not gotten out of my car right away? Did the guy want to harm me? I'm really glad that he left, even though that part seems pretty random too. I was driving back home from work really late one night a few months ago. I was on the highway, and by this time it was pretty quiet. There were a few other cars out here and there. I was maybe 15 minutes from home, and would take this highway for most of the trip. Out of nowhere, I started getting tailgated by the guy behind me. He drove up and got right on my bumper and then was going really close. And I was in the right lane, so I didn't understand why he wouldn't just pass me. I had already been on the highway for maybe 10 minutes and was just cruising in the right lane the entire time, so I don't think I could have done anything to make the guy angry or something like that. As he drove right behind me, I slowed down, hoping that he would pass, but he didn't. He just continued to drive right behind me. Then, a couple of minutes after that, he started flashing his brights on and off. It was like he was trying to get my attention, but I didn't know why. Maybe something was wrong with my car, like I had a tire going down. I didn't feel anything though, and I had no clue what this guy behind me was doing. I kept driving for another few minutes, and he continued to follow me real close and flash his brights and stuff. So I decided to take the next exit and see if the guy would follow me. About a mile down the highway, an exit came up. I took it, and the guy behind me did not. He continued down the highway. I felt very relieved, but also confused. What on earth was that all about? I didn't know, but I decided to pull into a gas station to see if something was wrong with my car. When I did, I got out and looked around. Everything seemed fine. No lights were out, no flat tires or low tires, and the car wasn't smoking or anything. It all appeared just fine. So I had absolutely no clue what the guy's problem was. I decided to continue home at that point. When I got back onto the highway, I was only a couple of miles from my exit. So a few minutes later, I took it, and then I was home within the next 5 minutes, and I didn't see the car in the entire rest of my drive back. After I got back to my house, I parked my car in the driveway, got out, and went inside. I was glad to finally be home with it being so late at night. So I went into my bedroom and then took a shower and changed. When I was done, I returned into my living room and noticed something weird. I saw lights coming from outside and went over to the living room window. When I did, I saw a car parked in my driveway. It was sort of turned so that it was angled where it was facing my large front window. The car's brights were on. Then it started flashing its lights from normal to bright. This was the same car that had been following me. How did this guy know my address? I was really creeped out, as you could imagine. I didn't really know what to do. I stayed there just watching out of disbelief for a little while. The car stayed there flashing its lights and revving its engine. This went on for maybe 2 full minutes. Then suddenly the car stopped, then very quickly backed out of the driveway and then sped away into the night. It was gone and I stayed at the window watching for a while, but it did not return. I was left even more confused now. I was so creeped out that I went around and covered every window. Eventually, I was able to go to sleep. Things were fine the next morning, and I haven't seen that car since, or been followed or anything strange. This was not too long ago, and knowing that that creep knows where I live makes me worried. I'm just hoping that he never returns. I was driving back home really late one night on the highway. You see, I had been a designated driver for a friend. I hadn't really planned on it, but it was a weekend and about 1 a.m. and I still happened to be awake. I was 21 years old at the time and was in college, living with my parents during the summer break. We lived sort of out in the country, and the nearby town is about a 10-minute drive from my house. There they have stores, restaurants, and bars, which is where my friend was. She had been drinking, and when she called me, asked if I would come and give her a ride home. This didn't seem like a big deal for me, so I said yes, and then left our house in my car. I drove to the bar, picked her up, and then dropped her off at her house, which was another 10 minutes from mine or so. After dropping her off, I was driving down the highway to get back to my parents' house. By now, with it being well after midnight, the highway was very quiet. Surrounding it was mostly farmland and woods. As I drove, I felt the car start to sputter, and then I realized that I was running out of gas. Quickly, the car started slowing down, and I couldn't get it to drive any farther. I came to a stop on the side of the road on the highway, having run out of gas entirely. Now, this was completely my fault. I remember that earlier that day when I went to work, my gas light was on and my tank was basically empty. I was too lazy to get gas then, though, and I knew that I would be leaving the next morning anyways, so I told myself I would stop and get gas then. I did not anticipate having to give my friend a ride that night, and didn't think about the gas when I had left. So I had fully ran out, and now I was stranded on the side of the road in the middle of the night. Instantly, I was creeped out. It was very dark and quiet. No other cars were driving by at all, and to be frank, I didn't want them to either. I figured that some creeps are probably out driving at this hour. I didn't want to call anybody because of the time. My parents were sleeping, as were most of my friends, and the ones that weren't sleeping were probably too drunk to drive with it being a Friday night. I did know that there was a gas station a ways up the road, though. I wasn't sure exactly how far it was, if it was half a mile, or maybe 2 miles, but I figured that I could maybe walk there and get a gallon of gas or so back to my car. I got out and stepped into the cool night. It was foggy, which added to the creepy feeling. I was just hoping that nobody would drive by or anything. I locked my car and then started walking up the road. When I had made it maybe 100 feet past my car, I heard another car approaching from behind. My heart sank. I hoped that whoever this was would just drive past me and keep going. Unless it was a cop, then maybe they could help me out. Obviously, being a young, small female, I did not want to accept a ride or help from a stranger on the side of the road in the middle of the night. The car behind me got louder and louder as it approached. Then I heard it slowing down, which I dreaded. I turned and looked over my shoulder to see the car approaching. It was an old white van, one of those stereotype creepy white vans that everybody tells you to avoid. It did not have any logos or company names on it, and it was dirty and looked to be at least 20 years old.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The van approached me and then slowed down and drove past me, sort of. Then it slowed down even more and started driving at about the same speed as me. Pretty soon, it was even with me. I continued walking as the van matched my speed of probably 3 or 4 miles per hour. I looked over, thinking that the driver would roll the window down and ask if I needed help or something. But when I turned to look at the driver, I saw a man driving, but he didn't roll the window down. He wasn't even really looking at me. As I continued to look at him, he glanced over at me. He had long hair, I remember, and a beard, and was wearing an old beat-up looking cap. I will say that the man's overall appearance matched his vehicle, like he was exactly who you would expect to hop out of something like that. So I was really creeped out now, and the guy never rolled down his window. He just kept driving alongside of me. So then I stopped, and he stopped too. But he didn't say anything or roll the window down still. The van was now just stopped on the side of the road next to me. It wasn't even out of its driving lane fully. I motioned to him that I was good and said, "I don't need any help, I'm fine." He didn't say anything, and did not drive away either. I then started walking faster. The van started driving again and once more matched my speed. After going another 50 feet or so, the van finally did something different. It went ahead of me and then pulled over to the side of the road. The way that it pulled over was sort of diagonal, so that it was completely blocking my path. This told me that I needed to get out of there. I turned around and just started running the opposite way. I was sprinting as fast as I could and going back towards my car. I didn't look back for a while, and when I was maybe halfway back, I turned around and finally looked. The van had started to back up. I saw its taillights on as the van started reversing down the road. I kept running towards my car. Eventually, I made it there and went back inside of it and locked all the doors. The van was still a long ways up and still reversing. I was so scared that I went into the back seat of my car and then grabbed a blanket that I had back there and hid under it. I tried to calm myself down. At least now I was in a locked car. As I was under there, I remember hearing another car on the road. This one passed by me on the highway. I remained where I was for at least 5 minutes, I would say. I didn't hear anything else. I was expecting at any moment the man to try to break into my car or something, but he didn't. Then, I finally sat up and looked around. The van was gone. No cars were anywhere in sight. It was a huge relief. I then came to my senses after calming down and called the cops. They arrived pretty quickly. I told them what happened, and they gave me a lift to the gas station and back to buy some gas. Another officer said that he would keep an eye out for the van. I was able to make it home safe that night, but heard nothing more of the creepy guy or his van. I feel very lucky that I made it away from him that night. I think that other random car that drove by when I got back to my car scared the man off. There was no doubt in my mind that he was planning to kidnap me or something. So whoever drove by randomly that night, thank you. I had a business trip pretty far away from where I live one time. Well, this happens a lot, and I travel all over for work. If it's really far, I will fly, but most of the time I just drive if it is within like 5 hours. So one time I was driving back home, and it was pretty late at night. I was on the highway and had been driving for a long time already. At like midnight, I needed a break, so I decided to pull off at the next rest stop. I wanted to use the restroom and get a drink and maybe a snack. So after a few miles, I saw a sign for a rest area up ahead, and I took the exit. When I got off the highway, I saw that it was a smaller rest stop. Some rest stops are large, have gas stations and travel stations and things like that. Others have much less. This one was basically a road that led directly back onto the highway. On the right side was a long row of diagonal parking spaces, and then the rest stop was past that. There was a small grass area with some picnic tables nearby and woods behind it. When I pulled in, there were two cars parked in the lot. One was pretty much right in front of the doors of the rest stop building, and the other was a ways down. I parked right between the two, but closer to the second car. When I parked, I noticed that the car was an older four-door sedan from maybe the 90s or the early 2000s. It appeared as though whoever was in it was trying to sleep in the car, because I saw that there were blankets over all the windows, and all the lights were off as well. As I got out of my car, I walked to the small rest stop building, and I saw two people leaving. It was a man and a woman, possibly husband and wife, walking out towards the other car that was parked closer to the doors. They said a friendly hello as they passed, and then I walked in the rest stop. I used the restroom, got a drink from the vending machine, and then left. Aside from the restrooms, the only thing in the building was a small lobby with brochures and vending machines. I walked out, and it was now just my car and the car with blankets covering the windows. I got to my vehicle and went back inside. Then I started my car and left the parking lot. But as soon as I did, I saw the car next to me back up and start to leave. This took me by surprise because I thought the occupant of the car had been sleeping. And when this car left, it didn't turn on any of its lights. So now I drove out of the rest stop and back towards the highway, and this old car was following me with no lights on. I got back onto the highway, and the car was behind me. I started driving, and this car behind me followed me at an average distance. There were really no other cars on the road at this hour, though. I wasn't that worried at first, but the fact that this car never turned on its lights raised red flags in my head. We continued driving for a good 10 minutes. When the car was still behind me, I decided to slow down in hopes that it would pass. But it did not. The car just kept going at the same speed as me. I went faster, and the car went faster too, all while never having turned its lights on. By this point, I was really worried that the car was following me for some reason. I couldn't tell who was driving, but I decided that I would take the next exit. So, with an exit coming up, I turned right and took it. The car behind me did as well. I didn't even know where I was or anything.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I turned and went onto some random quiet road. Unfortunately, this was not a big city at all. In fact, it looked like a very small town. There were no gas stations or businesses that I could see. I kept driving down the road with the car behind me and then took another turn. Now I was in some random neighborhood out in the country. I drove down the street, still being followed. As I went down the street, I panicked. I turned to another street, which the car behind me did as well. Then I turned into some random driveway. I don't really know why. I wasn't thinking clearly and was panicked. But when I pulled into that driveway, I stopped. The car behind me did not turn in, but stopped at the end of the driveway. It was blocking my way of leaving. Whoever was in the car did not immediately get out. Then, about 20 seconds later, I saw the door to the house that I was parked at open. A man walked out and looked confused. When he did, the car behind me suddenly drove off, still without turning on its lights. It quickly went down the street, and the homeowner, who looked borderline angry, started walking towards me. I rolled down my window and explained how the guy had been following me and I didn't know why. I said I was sorry to go to his place and I would leave now. The man just said okay and still seemed confused. Then I backed out and left, going the opposite way of the car. I got my maps on my phone calibrated again and then drove the rest of the way back home. I was able to arrive safely and did not see the car for the rest of my trip. I'm not sure who that guy was, but I'm glad that I got away from him. He must have seen me leaving the rest stop, and after the other people left, knew that I was all alone. I'm not sure why he never turned his lights on, I guess to be more suspicious. But I'm really glad that that man came out of his house when I pulled into his driveway. And that was by far my scariest experience out on the highway. When I was about 12 or 13, I used to play a lot of video games with my best friend, and we often played shooter games together. As you can imagine, it's easy to get frustrated, and at one point, I ended up breaking my PlayStation controller. Since I didn't have a spare and couldn't continue playing, I told my friend that I had to stop. He said I could come over and borrow his second controller since he didn't live far away, just a short walk. I said all right and told him that I would be over soon. So I grabbed my keys and started walking to his house. It was already dark, and since it was winter, it was snowing and very foggy. While walking, I had a strange feeling, like I was being watched. I kept looking around, but didn't see anyone. When I arrived at my friend's place and picked up the controller, I saw through a window that a man was standing in the middle of the street. I pointed it out to my friend, and we both wondered who it was and why he was standing there. It looked like a person, but we couldn't make out any details, just a silhouette. Eventually, we decided to go outside and see if the person needed help or if something was wrong. We stepped out and asked what was going on, but there was no response. The person just stared at us and then walked away. We were both confused and told his parents, but they just brushed it off, thinking we were imagining things because we play too many video games. After a while of hanging out, I figured it was time to head home, since there was plenty of night left and we wanted to game together more still. I almost forgot about the strange encounter, but when I was walking back, I started to feel that same eerie sensation of being watched. I saw a few people on walks with dogs, but they all seemed normal, nothing strange. But just before I got home, I looked behind me one last time, and I saw that person again, this time standing behind a tree, staring at me. Then they started walking towards me, and eventually they began running. I could tell that it was an older man, probably around 60, but I was surprised at how fast he was running. He was shouting something in a language I didn't understand, and he didn't seem happy. I ran for my life, clutching my keys, and tried to unlock the front door as fast as possible.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
When I got inside, I quickly glanced back, but the man was gone. I rushed to my room and immediately got on the game and told my friend about what had just happened. He suggested I call the police, which I did. But since my description wasn't very detailed, the police took a report, but didn't seem to take it too seriously. My parents were visibly shocked when I told them later, but nothing ever came of it. In my village, 4 other people reported similar experiences, saying that someone was watching them or following them. No one was ever caught by the police. To this day, no one knows who this man is, whether he's just trying to scare people or if it's something more sinister. Nobody knows for sure, but everyone agrees that it seems to be a man around 60 years old. Beyond that, nobody can give a detailed description.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.